A handful of parents and school principals are in the Homer High Library to discuss how to address the budget deficit. Assistant Superintendent Dave Jones says the district has been making cuts since 2015.
You're sitting in this room right now hearing me talk about a deficit and what should we do. You should all be saying deja vu all over and over and over and over again.
The district has already made cuts to student nutrition, custodial staff, administration, and other areas.
There's 13 fewer faces in the district office than there was 4 years ago, okay? And some people will tell you that's a great thing, and some people, when they're saying, why doesn't Dave ever get back to me, or why don't they get back to me, then they don't think it's such a good thing.
Now the district is running out of places to cut, and they may need to turn to the classroom. Jones says cuts in the classroom would most likely start at the high school level because the actual number of students attending school is often less than the total class size.
And it's because at the high school level, we have a lot of students that are attending our local colleges that are getting dual credit, and so they're in the classroom at the college and they're not in the classroom at the high school. We have a lot of students that are in internships.
Homer High School Principal Douglas Wachowski says that a change in the student-to-teacher ratio would probably mean fewer sections of Spanish classes for students in Homer. Other ideas on where to cut the budget came up during the meeting, such as rethinking parent-teacher conference days and moving to a four-day school week. But Jones says a four-day week wouldn't help much financially, and parent Lisa Martin spoke out against it.
So we're taking our kids out of school and then not offering them necessarily a quality childcare program to enter into.
But Jones says the four-day school week is not completely off the table. Others are wary of cuts and say the solution is advocating for more funding. Parent and Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board Member Mike Ilg called on people to advocate at a local level.
I, too, am a parent of a young child who's only going to get one shot at a public education, and we'll say it again, we need to get it right the first time. My perspective is probably the most effective thing we could do as far as advocacy this year towards advocating for funding, it would be at the borough level.
Last night's budget meeting wasn't the only discussion over school funding. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly also had the topic on its agenda. The Assembly passed a resolution to support a House bill that would task the legislature with working out education funding earlier in the budgeting process. That resolution passed, but there were also similar pleas from educators asking the borough to fund education to the cap. Here's Nikiski teacher Jesse Bjorkman.
By underfunding education, the kids are not going to receive the education that they deserve. They are not going to receive those opportunities, and student successes will not be as good as they could have been.
Mayor Charlie Pierce pushed back. He says funding education fully could mean cuts elsewhere, and he questioned the teacher on what the cuts would actually look like in the schools.
Will your class plan change next year with your students? Does your class plan suffer next year, you in the classroom with your students? Will it suffer or change? Will those students not get the same education they're getting today with you next year?
My commitment will not change. My ability to make my time go as far as it can with every student will decrease because there may be more students in my classroom.
The district will put out its final budget in April, and it is asking for maximum funding, which is roughly $2 million more than the funding it received in 2018. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.